You're tuned to WFHB
91.3
and 98.1 FM.
Volunteer powered,
listener supported.
Community radio for South Central Indiana.
Welcome to WFHB's Daily Local News.
Written and produced entirely by volunteers from the Bloomington community.
And supported by the generosity of listeners like you.
Good afternoon from the studios of Community Radio 91.3 FM. Reporting live for WFHB, this is Jada Lucas.
And I'm Jonah Chester. This is the Daily Local News for Monday, October 9th, 2017.
Coming up in the next half hour, Valerie Merriam's work with Monroe County United Ministries for over a decade. Her commitment to the food pantry ensures over 2,500 families are fed every year. Lucy Shake speaks with Merriam about her work later in the program on Activate, our weekly segment spotlighting people working for positive change in our community. But first, these are your local headlines.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill has joined 24 other states in support of editing and amending the 2015 Waters of the United States Bill. The bill is an effort by the Environmental Protection Agency designed to help protect and better manage American waterways. The Waters of the U.S. Bill added language to the 1972 Clean Water Act that helped specify and narrow what waterways have the right to federal protections. According to a press release from the Attorney General's office, the bill is a, quote, job-killing law that restricts states' rights to govern their own waterways, unquote. In a letter to the EPA, the coalition of 24 Republican states encouraged the agency to eliminate the Waters of the U.S. bill and return to the original guidelines of the Clean Water Act until, quote, more concise language can be adopted, end quote. The letter came shortly before President Donald Trump nominated Andrew Wheeler, a former lobbyist for the coal industry, to be the deputy administrator of the EPA. The Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill's office declined to comment on the story.
Vice President Mike Pence walked out of an Indianapolis Colts football game yesterday after visiting San Francisco 49ers, knelt during the national anthem. The vice president later posted a tweet explaining why he left the game. According to Pence, quote, President Donald Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem, unquote. President Trump later stated in a tweet that the vice president was following the president's orders. According to President Trump, Pence was told to leave should any players not stand during the anthem. The move sparked criticism for supporters of the 49ers, with many alleging that the walkout was a planned event that cost taxpayers thousands. According to several news outlets, the trip to Indianapolis cost approximately $250,000 between lodging, security, and other expenses. Vice President Pence was in Indianapolis to witness a jersey retirement halftime ceremony for former Colts quarterback Peyton Manning. The Colts won the game 26-23. You're listening to the Daily Local News.
Hello, this is Jerry Stern, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about Daily Local News and why I like it so much. The Daily Local News hits on not only news that is relevant to Bloomington and Monroe County, but the one thing that I find fascinating is that they take large national issues and bring them down to the importance here on the local level. For example, they just started talking about the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act. The deputy administrator of the EPA, and making national news local news, Vice President Mike Pence was here, a familiar name, right, and walked out of the Indianapolis Colts football game this past Sunday. The Colts won regardless, and who knows, maybe that was a fortunate event, helping the win. And so the idea here is right now is that we are running our semi-annual fund drive, and a lot of people think that radio is free. And when you first turn it on, of course, it seems like it's free, but 50% of our operating budget comes from donations. We use these funds for replacement and repairs of aging equipment, paying for nationally syndicated shows, promotion of fundraising events, paying our few staff people to manage 150 volunteers, and so our fundraising is very, very important to us. You can call right now. Our number is 812-323-1200. Again, that's 812-323-1200. Or you can go to our website at wfhb.org. There you can click on the donate button, and you can donate as little as $5 or as much as you like, of course. And you can also make sustaining donations where we receive funds from either your checking account or your bank account every single month. And so that way it's convenient for you because you don't have to think about it every month. And we don't have to worry about a nice dependable flow of funds coming in. So again, that number, 812-323-1200, and our website, wfhb.org.
Jerry, isn't it wonderful? This is Bloomington's radio station.
It is. It's great. Daily Local News has won a number of awards, right?
We've got a wall full of plaques. There's no question about that. Jerry, what do you say we go back to the anchors right now with some more news?
Sounds good to me.
Welcome back to the Daily Local News on WFHB. A controversial mural at Indiana University, which depicts Ku Klux Klan members burning a cross and carrying the American flag during a Klan gathering, will be allowed to stay. IU Provost and Executive Vice President Lauren Robel said in a statement that the mural cannot be removed due to the type of paint used. Due to the controversial nature of the mural, which has been an ongoing issue over the past 70 years, Woodburn Hall, where the mural is situated, will no longer be used as a classroom. The move to limit the use of Woodburn Hall comes after a petition started by Jacqueline Berry gained over 1,500 signatures. Robel was quoted in the IU press releases saying, quote, "Woodburn 100 can usefully serve other purposes, such as a gallery space and a public lecture space, that are more conducive to teaching about the mural," unquote. The implementation of that policy is expected to begin during the spring semester of 2018.
A new website is hoping to provide easier access to birth control for Indiana women. NURX, a California-based company, began operating in Indiana in late August. Through their website, women can reportedly circumvent the need to visit a physician for their birth control. Users are required to fill out a short health survey and can then have the birth control of their choice shipped directly to their home. In a press release made available to the Daily Local News, NURX representatives stated that patients who still wish to consult with a physician before choosing their birth control can talk with NURX-sponsored physicians over the phone or chat with them online. The physician then recommends the user birth control options. Those interested in the delivery service can visit NURX's website at NURX.com. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.
And I'm Jada Lucas.
Okay, and so we are right now in the middle of our semi-annual fund drive, and I think one of the reasons that the fund drive is so important, for example, with the Daily Local News, this is something that clearly affects Bloomington and Monroe County. And what I've always liked about the Daily Local News is that they take topics that are of national importance and put a local interest spin on them. So, for example, we were just talking about a mural in at IU depicting the Ku Klux Klan. We've just been talking about birth control issues for Indiana women, and so this is definitely a fantastic reason to listen to Daily Local News. As far as our fund drive is concerned, we are taking calls right now, 812-323-1200. Again, 812-323-1200. And you can go to our website at wfhb.org and click on the big red, you can't miss it, big red donate button. And you can give as little as $5 or as much as you like. Donors contributing $60 or more will receive a Lotus Live CD, $80 or more, a coffee mug, Democracy Now! T-shirts for donations of $120 or more. You can make one-time donations or sustaining donations. And sustaining donations are great because we can count on a constant stream of funds through the year. Our number, 812-323-1200, and our website is wfhb.org.
And that's Jerry Stern. We've got an all-star cast here today. We've got Wes Martin, the news director, our fine anchors, Jada Lucas and Jonah Chester, everybody giving of themselves to make this thing go.
Yes.
It's going.
It is going. It's going right now. That's why we call it live radio. And so if you are, and so hopefully you are enjoying this show, otherwise you wouldn't be listening, right? And so please call if you want to make a donation. Please call 812-323-1200. Again, that's 812-323-1200.
Back to the news.
The Daily Local News is brought to you by MPI Solar, a Bloomington business specializing solar hot water, solar electricity, and solar hot air systems. MPI Solar designs and installs solar-powered generation systems that encourage independence and individual responsibility. Found locally at 812-334-4003 and on the web at mpisolarenergy.com.
Support also comes from Smithville Fiber, a local provider of internet, voice, and TV service. Now also offering home automation and security systems for homes and offices throughout South Central Indiana. More information on Smithville's home automation service is available at smithvillesecurity.com.
Now, it's time for Activate, our weekly segment spotlighting people working for positive change in our community.
Welcome to Activate, featuring tales of inspiration from local citizens who stand up for what they believe in and encouraging you to find your cause, live your passion, make a difference. Volunteer.
Hi, I am Valerie Merriam, and I volunteer with Monroe County United Ministries, often known as MACUM. I've volunteered here for over 15 years now. I'm up to 4,629 hours volunteered here. And I've been involved in social services in this community for almost 40 years. In fact, I was on the board of directors of South Central Community Action Program when Community Kitchen started, and we helped serve the very first meal here in MACUM. And so I've had associations with MACUM with different programs through the years, and when they put out a request for more food sorters, I thought, well, I can do that. And it was a job at the time that you could do on your own schedule, and the flexibility really drew me to it and really got me hooked because I could fit it in with running my children around doing other things. And so, of course, over the years, I saw the work that they did and the kind of individuals who were in need and realized that, you know, 70-75% of the clients that are seen here are working. So you're seeing the working poor, and then you add in those mothers with young children and seniors. This emergency service is very important for many people who cannot make ends meet in a given month. Well, I'll tell you, a very strong impact is going past the waiting room and one day seeing somebody I knew. And that really hit me, that someone I had a fairly routine interaction with was at the point in her life that she needed emergency food, and I felt horrible that I didn't know it. And that made me want to reach out more and talk to people more about what we provide, because there are so many people hurting in the community that you never know about. There's a story for every individual, and it humbles you at times when you learn how hard people were working and just can't provide everything. I'm just awed at the people who work here, the caseworkers and the administration, you know, with their foresight and how they try to accommodate people and through changing programs, because needs just are not going to change as long as we have a minimum wage that we have in this country or Indiana. People don't have an opportunity to pull themselves out of poverty. They just don't. You know, like I said, you feel humbled sometimes when people say, well, this is going to get me through the week with my children, or my children are out of school, and so I don't have as much food to feed them. I rely on this, and thank you so very much, and I will pay this forward someday. And you hear that all the time, all the time. The gratitude that clients show you is just tremendous. I mean, I can't overemphasize that. Thanks for listening. I'm Valerie Merriam with Monroe County United Ministries, Macomb.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organization profile at bloomington.in.gov/volunteer. Now here's a rundown of current volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.
For the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake with three featured volunteer opportunities for the week. Want to be a part of the solution for someone in poverty? Consider becoming a Thriving Connections Initiative ally. As an ally, you will provide friendship, acting as a sort of extended family member to a person or family living in poverty. Training and support are provided. Or explore your civic engagement side as a recorder for the Commission on Aging at the City of Bloomington. Use your listening skills to record minutes at monthly meetings and learn more about the activities of this group that advocates for our community's senior and aging population. And finally, head for the farm as a barn tour greeter on October 28th during the Monroe County Barn Tour, a fundraising event for the Monroe County chapter of the Indiana Barn Foundation. Privately owned barns throughout the county will be open to visitors on a self-guided driving tour. A free ticket to the tour is your reward for completing a shift. And that's a look at just some of the ways you can connect to your community through volunteering. For WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake.
You've been listening to Activate, a co-production of WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, working together to build an empowered, vibrant, and engaged community. You may visit bloomington.in.gov/volunteer to find and sign up for local volunteer opportunities. All episodes of Activate are available online at wfhb.org/news/activate. For Bloomington Community Radio, I'm Jennifer Brooks.
You've been listening to the Daily Local News on WFHB. Today's headlines were written by Jonah Chester and Alex Davis,
as well as Jada Lucas. Activate is produced by Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network. Our engineer is Michael Glab. Our theme music is provided by The Impossible Shapes. Executive producer is Wes Martin. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.
And I'm Jada Lucas. Thanks for supporting Indiana's only volunteer-powered, listener-supported, independent daily news program. You can hear tonight's full broadcast, as well as all other WFHB news, programming online at WFHB.org.
You can be a part of our award-winning news team. For more information about joining our volunteer team of citizen journalists, email news@wfhb.org.
If you use iTunes, you can have this show delivered directly to you. Just go to the iTunes store, search for WFHB Daily Local News, and subscribe to our podcast.
Stay tuned for Kite Line, a program amplifying the voices of those within Indiana's prison system. Coming up next on WFHB.
The Daily Local News is produced by a staff of over 50 volunteers
working in the WFHB News and Public Affairs Department.
Our production director is Mike Krastel. Executive producer is Chad Carruthers.
Comments, suggestions, and story ideas
may be submitted directly to our news staff via email.
The address is news@wfhb.org.